Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in their health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan live food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away. The problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
That's right, folks. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. Flying solo again once today. My lovely wife and co-host Kimberly is not able to be in the studio, but I do happen to have a wonderful guest that I met a couple of years ago. Well, actually, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago. Really excited about having this lady on the program, primarily because of what we've been talking about recently, which is the whole vaccine issue regarding back to school. I'd like to welcome Mary Toko to the program. Mary is one of the original pioneers to bring light to the world about dangerous vaccines. She has been the passionate voice of the anti-vaccine movement for 32 years, representing thousands of parents across the country and often referred to as the Erin Brockovich of vaccines. She has been in the natural healthcare field for over 30 years and spent the majority of her time focusing on research validating the dangers of vaccines, which we do here on this program. She's an international speaker, a radio show host in her own right, and an educator empowering people to make informed vaccine decisions. Mary, welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm really delighted to be with you tonight.
I surely am. I'm really glad you got back a hold of me. As usual, I'm using Facebook as a tool to get a hold of people to interview and talk to, because I had your number a number of years ago, and about three cell phones later, with damaging them by falling in water or whatever, I had lost your number. So really glad that you got a hold of me yesterday morning. We're able to do this this interview this morning. First off, I do want to talk about some of the things that we talked about prior to the program and things that you feel are very important to discuss. The first issue, most people out there believe this whole lie that's out there regarding the fact that mercury has been removed from the vaccines. And that is by far not the case. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, it was after congressional hearings when we discovered the levels of mercury that were in the vaccinations. And it was public pressure and parental pressure that eventually forced our government to demand that the pharmaceutical companies reduce or eliminate the amount of mercury. It was not because they're nice guys. And I want people to realize that. They knew for many, many years that the mercury that was in the vaccines was dangerous. But you see, they're all about business. They're not about health. So after these congressional hearings forced the reduction of thimerosal, many doctors were telling moms and dads that the vaccines were preservative-free. And that made parents think that they were safe. And they were told that there's just trace amounts of mercury or thimerosal in the vaccine and that it's a safe amount. Well, first of all, there is no such thing as a safe amount of thimerosal in any vaccination. And when we talk about a trace, it sounds like a little teeny bit that possibly can't hurt us. But let me tell you what a trace of thimerosal is equal to. When we get mercury in water, the limit of mercury that is allowed in water is 2 parts per billion, as in B, meaning anything over 2 parts per billion is not considered safe. Anything that contains 200 parts per billion of mercury in liquid waste renders it toxic hazard. The infant flu vaccination that many infants received in the beginning of H1N1, the flu pandemic, contained 25,000 parts per billion. And an adult who got a regular flu vaccine would have gotten about 50,000 parts per billion. Hmm. So you can see how they mess with words. So we think it's safe, but when you really, you know, when you really compare apples to apples, it's not safe on any level.
Okay, Mary, let me play devil's advocate here and say, let me just think I'm this Nazi ignorant doctor out there that's trying to convince parents to get out there and vaccinate their kids. And I'm going to tell you, you don't know what you're talking about, because there's methyl and there's ethyl mercury. Ethyl being in the vaccines, methyl that's dangerous. How would you respond to that doctor?
Well, we do know that methylmercury is the common form of mercury found when you eat fish. It's the kind that is in our environment. And thimerosal is a form of ethylmercury. According to the National Institute of Health in 2005, they said, quote, ethylmercury is more toxic than methylmercury because it crosses the blood-brain barrier quicker and converts to inorganic mercury. This inorganic mercury is the most difficult to excrete and stays in the brain longer and in higher levels, end quote. And one of the things they say often, and I argue this all the time, you'll hear people say, oh, well, there's mercury in mother's milk. There's aluminum in formula. And a baby will get exposed to more mercury through mother's breast milk than it will through vaccination. The bottom line is you cannot compare ingesting, eating a form of methylmercury to injecting ethylmercury. That's like comparing apples to oranges, because the body, when we eat, the gastrointestinal system is equipped to chelate heavy metals such as mercury and other toxins from the body. It organically attaches to it and it pulls it out through our, you know, our urine and our feces. When you inject, you are bypassing the normal method. Your body is not set up to chelate through ejection. And so it's really a very unscientific way of comparing. And I like parents to understand that when you inject, you're bypassing the mouth and the nose and the digestive tract. It gets right into the blood system. Eventually, it gets picked up in the blood system. And then every organ, tissue, and cell in your body is being exposed to not only the mercury, but the other toxic ingredients and the huge viral load, whether it's bacterial or viral. None of this is meant to be the way nature is not set us up to be attacked like this. And especially young children, their gut blood barrier is not formed for up to 6 months. So anything that baby's exposed to in the blood system cannot be carried out properly and oftentimes, you know, ends up affecting organs. Another thing is an infant's blood-brain barrier is not formed for at least 6 weeks. And yet we are giving babies vaccinations day one in the hospital that have aluminum. Some have, you know, sometimes it has the thimerosal in it, and these can get into the blood-brain barrier causing problems.
Absolutely. Now, let me bring that to a whole different level as well. You're talking about the fact that we're injecting the mercury as opposed to ingesting the mercury. That's the same exact thing we're doing with everything they're talking about, not just the aluminum, but the virus itself. Most of the viruses we breathe in, it goes into our lungs, but it also goes in, we might have it on our hands, we might touch our eyes. It's getting in, but it's not being injected into us. So it's a whole different delivery system in and of itself, which could cause so many of the autoimmune diseases that we're seeing out there, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, let me explain it very simply. Some of the adjuvants that are put into vaccinations, a good example is adjuvant 65, which is made from peanut oil. We have yeast products. We have bovine cow serum. We have egg products in some of the flu shots. So what happens is when you inject these things into the muscle, which all of the vaccinations, most of them are intramuscular injections, they get picked up in the blood system, and of course the body begins to attack it because these things do not belong in the body, floating around in the blood. So let's say a baby goes in at 2 months and they get a whole series of vaccinations, and in that series they have a little peanut oil, they have a little cow serum, they have a little yeast product, maybe a little bit of egg protein, and the body begins to attack it. Well, the body's identifying it as something negative and bad. So baby is about now 9 months old, and mom wants to give the baby a little bit of scrambled eggs or its first taste of peanut butter. And all of a sudden the baby eats these things and it has a full body rash, might have asthma and an asthma attack, might have brain inflammation or anaphylactic reaction, or they might have end up crying and being in severe pain. Mother doesn't understand what's going on. So she goes to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, it's nothing. So the next time that baby gets a little bit more peanut oil through peanut butter or whatever it is in the food and it has another severe reaction, the mother runs back to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, your baby has asthma. Oh, your baby has eczema. Or maybe your baby has a food allergy. So now your child has to be put on medication because your child can't live in its environment anymore. And so this is how the vicious cycle begins with food allergies. We are causing our children to be allergic to the very foods that they are meant to eat to nourish the body.
I also honestly believe that has a lot to do with Gulf War syndrome, because we've got these soldiers out there that have these autoimmune diseases. They've got the horrendous pain, the rheumatoid arthritis, the problems with their brain, and it's all due to the adjuvant that's the squalene that's in the military injections.
Absolutely.
Because
they get so many vaccinations, it's unbelievable.
Well,
get more than we do in America, our children. They get just tons of all different types of vaccines. And there's a wonderful book by Gary Matsumoto called Vaccine A. And he talks about the squalene that was given to the Gulf War veterans. And I don't believe it's just the squalene. I believe it's the combination of all the vaccines.
Right.
But can you believe the H1N1 first, you know, big H1N1 flu supposed pandemic in 2009, that European vaccinations were being made with squalene and shipped to our country and were being given to senior citizens?
Doesn't surprise me. And what you're talking about there as far as the allergies, what people have to understand is once you inject something into a body and it's brought into the body and recognized because it's an adjuvant, the adjuvant creates that immune response that the egg or the peanut oil or what have you that's part of that injection is introduced into the body cannot differentiate from saying, well, that is bad because it was injected into me, but this is good because it's naturally occurring in the body or being ingested. It recognizes everything as being an attacker after it's given that sign.
It's really sad. My daughter, Dr. Renee, and I, we started an organization called Hope for Autism. And she is, she's just amazing. She has spent the last 6-8 years of her life studying how children with autism are affected by the vaccines and other environmental, you know, toxins. And one of the first things she does when she's taking care of autistic children to try to help them recover is we do a food allergy panel. And it is heartbreaking to see the children coming in at 2 and 3 years of age who are allergic to up to 70 different foods, from green beans to kidney beans to dairy products to peanuts, you know, regular vegetables and things that we can eat, these kids cannot eat. And we wonder why their little bodies are in a state of total nutritional void. They can't process anything. Their little bodies have been just destroyed because of the vaccine adjuvants.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, we're going to get more involved into this discussion as soon as we get back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Are you concerned about the food supply, including GMOs in your family's diet? With pesticides, herbicides, and questionable additives like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and food dyes in most foods on the market today, you should be. Well, now there's an affordable alternative to high retail organic food prices. Announcing Box Organics, created by two families with children affected by autism that were not only concerned with the toxic ingredients in our conventional diets, but equally concerned with the high cost of providing their family nutritious organic foods. Box Organics offers USDA certified organic fruit, vegetables, dairy, dry goods, and meats delivered fresh, not frozen, directly to your door. We're an online store offering you substantial savings on the organic food that you want at your convenience. Ordering is easy. Box Organics currently offers free shipping in 15 states with a minimum purchase. Visit boxorganics.com. That's organics with an X.com today. Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box.
Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
That's right, thanks for staying with us. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. We've still got our special guest who's going to be here with us for the entire hour, Mary Toko, international public speaker, wonderful person to just get involved with and learn from when it comes to these vaccinations. We've talked about mercury in the first part of the hour. We've talked about the immune responses and the peanut oils and what have you. One of the main things that really disgusts me is the fact that so many people say, well, they've removed the mercury and that's the neurotoxin that's in the vaccines, so we should be better off, even though it's trace amounts, which we explained already as well. But we also have another major neurotoxin that is in these vaccines that has not been removed. And of course, we're talking about aluminum. Could you expand upon that a little bit, Mary?
Absolutely. You see, all vaccinations, in order to cause an ongoing, you know, immune reaction, have to have something called an adjuvant. Adjuvants are put in the vaccinations because they cause a turbocharge effect in the body so that the immune system is responding for several days to whatever is injected. So all vaccines have adjuvants. When they were forced to reduce the thimerosal, which was the main adjuvant in many vaccines, they were forced to increase the aluminum levels because without them, vaccines would be useless. Well, we discovered that the vaccinations given to these babies, brand new babies, like the thimerosal, contain levels that far exceed any safety studies done. There was only one study done on infants and aluminum injection, and it was called the Aspen study of 1994. For those of you who want to look it up, just put ASPEN study 1994. That stands for the American Society for Parenteral nutrition and enteral nutrition. And what this is when a baby is born in the hospital prematurely and they're rushed off and they're being taken care of, they are given IV nutrition. Well, I didn't know this, but IV nutrition has a tremendous amount of aluminum in it. So if you had a baby who was born prematurely, they received IV nutrition, there's a good chance that that baby was exposed to very high levels of aluminum. So this study wanted to compare, you know, what happens when we reduce the aluminum levels for babies and compare it to normal. They took 200 babies. They reduced 100 of theirs aluminum exposure, and they left 100 as the normal, you know, normal amount would be. And what they found out is that anything over 20 micrograms of aluminum can cause decreased kidney function and cause risk of toxicity. It can build up to toxic levels in the bloodstream, bones, and the brain. They found that babies who got the normal amount of aluminum in that parenteral nutrition had impaired neurological and mental development problems at 18 months. So, again, they said anything over 20 micrograms would be or could be toxic. So, we go and we look at the aluminum levels found in, for example, the hepatitis B vaccine. When a baby is born in the United States, they are recommended to get a hepatitis B vaccine day one. That vaccination alone contains 250 micrograms of aluminum. And isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
It's never been tested for safety. And these doctors who look at moms and say the vaccines are fully tested, they are totally safe, right there is proof that they are not safe. Because we have never done any tests to find out how is the hepatitis B vaccine with 250 micrograms of aluminum going to affect a brand new baby. Every baby is uniquely different. Some of them had good prenatal care, some of them didn't. Some of them come from minority people who can't eat really good or who are poor. Some babies don't. So we have a diverse amount of differences in infants when they come out of the birth canal. Some of them are born by C-section and don't have the advantage of being born, you know, naturally. So they're at many, many levels. And to give them all a one-size-fits-all hepatitis B vaccination containing 250 micrograms of aluminum is medical negligence. And then babies go in and they get the DTaP, which contains 625 micrograms of aluminum. The HIP vaccine contains 225 micrograms of aluminum. The PCV vaccine contains 125 micrograms of aluminum. And the hepatitis A vaccine. So a baby goes in at 2 months for their first set of shots, and they can get up to 1,250 micrograms of aluminum in that one day. And according to Neil Miller, who has a wonderful website, he's a major researcher, he says a fully vaccinated child at 18 months of age will get approximately 4,925 micrograms of aluminum. This is criminal.
Absolutely it is. Now, before we go any further, you were talking about the adjuvants and talking about aluminum being being put more into the vaccines after the adjuvant thimerosal. Thimerosal was actually a preservative, but there is still that double whammy of the thimerosal and the aluminum, which are both neurotoxins. Now, I don't know if you know this because we haven't talked too much about this, Mary, but there is a study out there that did the whole injecting the mice with the mercury, 10% fatality rate, injecting them with the aluminum, 10% mortality rate. But when you put both of those neurotoxins together, they got 100% mortality rate. That shows you the toxicity, the synergistic toxicity, when you put both of these neurotoxins into a vaccine, which most of these vaccines have.
A lot of them do. In fact, I have a list. The vaccines I think I already mentioned have the aluminum, but I have another list of which vaccines contain thimerosal. And I'm going to give it out here in just a second. I'm just trying to find it. But yes, there is a synergistic process that happens chemically when you have both thimerosal and aluminum in vaccinations. And people Take my word for it. Go to novaccine.com and look up specific vaccinations. Go under influenza vaccines, and you can see for yourself which ones contain aluminum and mercury or thimerosal. Go to the DTaP vaccine. Look it up yourself. Don't take my word for it. But there are still many vaccines that do have thimerosal and mercury in them.
Mm-hmm.
Influenza HIB has 15, listen to this, this is amazing. Again, this is all just recent stuff that I've dug up. There are 51 different DTaP vaccines available. There are 19 different flu vaccines available. There are 15 different influenza B HIB vaccines available. Vaccination for hepatitis A, 9 different, you know, types. Hepatitis B, 22 different ones. The pneumococcal vaccine, 4 different ones available. Polio vaccine, 6 different ones available. And the tetanus vaccine, 52 different vaccines available. So if you don't know which brand or make or model that your children received, you need to go and pull their records, and you need to research and find out what your children got, because it is just amazing that we have all of these different brands and makes and models out there, and they all have all different types of vaccine adjuvants. And again, all this information is up on novaccine.com.
Yeah, there are so many great websites out there. There's actually quite a few great films that have been made, plus quite a few films that are being made right now, of which you've been a part of. We've got a little bit of time before we go to the break that I'd love to talk about what's going on new with your advocacy, primarily with the films, your website, because after the break, I really want to get into this this back-to-school vaccination just crap that's going on. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved. Tell us a little bit about your research and how you've gotten involved with these different websites, your articles, and the films that you're actually taking part in.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for many, many years, and over the course of the years, I've met just so many wonderful, wonderful people who are working on the same goal, and that is to increase the awareness level. And we would all like to see the whole vaccine program completely shut down, like right now. And one of the new movies that I'm going to be in is called The Great Culling. And, of course, a culling, for those of you who are not, you know, born on a farm, personally, I didn't understand what it really meant, is they will go through livestock and they will kill the weak and remove them so that they don't breed more weak. And that's what a culling is. And there's a movie coming out. The producer, Chris Maples, he worked on a Chemtrails movie, and he interviewed me this past summer for a good 2 hours, and I understand I'm going to be the featured vaccine researcher in The Great Culling. It is also going to be talking about, I believe, the fluoride in water, and also my daughter, Dr. Renee, will be in the film talking about the autism crisis and how it is related to the vaccinations. So I'm looking forward to that movie coming out. My website, of course, childhoodshots.com. I am in the process of redoing the whole thing. I am totally researching every infectious illness out there, and people can go there and learn all about the infectious illnesses. My goal is to educate people so they're not afraid of these illnesses. And so with each illness, I go into the history of it, when it was a problem, death rate from the illness, ways to treat it naturally, and do we really need to be concerned about it now? And so I've got that section almost completely done on my website. I also have, of course, my DVD, Are Vaccines Safe?, my CD under the same title. I have a vaccine booklet out there that is wonderful for doctor's offices, and it covers two of the main adjuvants, thimerosal and aluminum, fully referenced, beautiful 8-page brochure that you can order and give out to people, whether you're a midwife or a chiropractor. My goal is to just empower people with information so that they can make informed decisions. And there's another movie coming out called Medical Inc. as Incorporated. And they did interview me for that as well. I forget who the producers is, but it's a big Hollywood movie, and it's going to just cover the whole medical, you know, monopoly, the medical money-making machine out there. And so hopefully I make the final cut on that one. And then I have my updated vaccine presentation. that is a four-hour presentation, and I am personally involved right now with the final editing of that. That will be available on my website very soon so that people can get all the latest and greatest information on the Gardasil vaccine, H1N1 flu shot, statistics about how our children are getting sick from the vaccines. It's a very, very thorough, up-to-date vaccine presentation that I love to do whenever I get invited enough to do lectures.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I cannot stress enough, childhoodshots.com. It's a great website. I'm looking at it right now as we're talking. Very professionally done. A lot of great information. We're going to take our last commercial break so we can get back and talk about this back-to-school vaccination push and propaganda from the media that is so inherent in our system right now and how we can fight it. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in their health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan live food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away, the problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
And now back to my daddy, Kurt Linderman.
The mob has plans. The cops have plans. They're schemers. Schemers trying to control their little world. I'm not a schemer. I try to show the schemers how pathetic their attempts to control things really are.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Yeah, you got that right.
Thank you.
You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., talking with Mary Toko, owner of ChildhoodShots.com, international speaker in a number of films, just talking about the vaccine issues. Mary, this is that time of year where I just get out there and I push to my local media, hey, let's talk about these vaccines. Let's talk about the fact that parents have the rights to say no to vaccines, and how you, as a media person, have the job of telling the truth, and that you portray this, just like the school systems do, as being required, as being mandatory when they're not, and trying to educate the people out there that they do have options. What is your role in this on the national or local level or international level, and how do we get that word out? Because the media is not doing its job.
Well, I think, first of all, there are some wonderful, like you said, Facebook pages. You had a great idea we discussed earlier. Every one of us need to go to our local media Facebook pages and tell them that we do not like being told a lie, that we have rights to waive vaccinations. Some states have one exemption, some states have three. Depending upon where you live, you must find out what your exemption rights are and then begin to inform your friends, inform your family. Go to your school and say, excuse me, but you cannot force me to vaccinate my children. I have a religious exemption. I want a religious exemption form, and you must stop telling people that we don't have this right. We have to become vocal and be willing to stand up against those people who would like us all to think that we don't have this right anymore. I live in the state of Michigan, and I've been very active in maintaining our rights here in Michigan since 1995. We have a medical, religious, and philosophical exemption, and yet our schools in Michigan are constantly telling parents, you don't have any rights. Those rights are no longer available. And so they're actually being told by the media, by the local health department, you don't have a right. You must get your children fully vaccinated and prove this before you get your kids in school. The bottom line is that in most states, we have 2 to 3 exemptions available. And if you go to my website, and up in the far left top corner, you see vaccinations. There will be a drop-down menu. You're going to see vaccine exemptions. If you click on that, you can open it up and you can see a map of the United States. And there are 3 exemptions. A medical exemption, this is when your medical doctor certifies that a vaccine is hazardous for your child or for yourself. Unfortunately, many medical doctors will not sign this because they don't believe that vaccines can cause harm. There's a religious exemption. A parent can sign a religious exemption if their beliefs are sufficient to qualify them. Many vaccines contain aborted baby tissue. They're developed on aborted baby tissue. This could be a definite a religious exemption for the measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis A, and I think also the chickenpox vaccine. And then there's a philosophical exemption, which is your conscientious or your personal beliefs. And that's the one we use in Michigan quite frequently. But you have the right. You just have to know how to defend your right. And I tell parents all the time, do not let anyone force you to vaccinate your children if it is against your belief system. A lot of people are home educating their children because they don't want to vaccinate the children. And I don't know if you know this, Kurt, but I home educated 4 of my 5 children. And I am so grateful to this day that I did that, because not only do I believe in home education, and I was fortunate that I just managed to do it no matter what went on in my life, I made it a priority. My children have turned out as amazing as I possibly could, because they weren't, you know, programmed, they weren't dumbed down. But one of the reasons I did it is I didn't want them learning the science out there that says that vaccines are good. I didn't want them picking up the belief system from their science teacher that medications have saved lives and vaccines have saved lives. So I went the long way, and I pulled my kids out of the schools. And I encourage people to do that if you don't have an exemption available. Because, my gosh, if your children get a vaccination and they end up with seizure disorders or food allergies or eczema all over their body, or perhaps autism or some other autoimmune problem, you have to deal with that for the rest of your life. And you really have to pick out what's important to you, mom and dad, and make those hard decisions for your children.
Right. Now, I'll tell you, Mary, you would be very proud of the area that I live in, which is a tri-states area, Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, and Central Illinois. And we have a news station here called WGEM. It's out of Quincy, Illinois. And they had the audacity to put yesterday as one of their Facebook posts, "School is right around the corner. Do your kids have the vaccinations needed in order to attend school?" The very first post, and I'm not going to name any names here, but the very first post said, "Nope, because you don't need vaccinations in order to attend school. It's a lie. No toxins will be injected into my kids." The next one says, "Agreed, you should word your question differently because they're not needed to attend school." Fully 80% of the comments, of which there are, oh gosh, at least 40 comments, are anti-vaccine. I am so proud of this community for standing up and getting with the program. I wish the media would do the same.
Well, we know they won't. We know they can't. Their hands are tied. You know, they're getting money from the local hospital, from the local doctors. They get funding from pharmaceutical companies. So basically, I kind of feel like the media is owned by the pharmaceutical companies. And therefore, we can ask them to be honest and truthful. But the bottom line is, I've been doing this for years. I have written to television companies. I've called them. I've sent them emails. I go onto websites. It's very difficult to get mainstream media to acknowledge that we even exist. But Facebook is like an incredible tool. I personally reach 1 million people with some of my posts because you're able to go back and see the viral effect.
Right.
People can join me on Facebook by just simply looking for Mary Toko and join my professional page, where every day or every couple of days I put on posts about vaccines and natural health and other related topics. So Facebook has been an incredible tool for us, and I encourage people to go to your local Facebook radio and television, you know, stations and watch and monitor what they do and post things that you believe they need to cover, because really, until there's a lot of public pressure, they can just ignore us.
Exactly. And, you know, one has only to watch an hour of must-see TV to see who owns these TV stations. Every 2 out of 3 commercials is pharmaceuticals. You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Right. And then, of course, right after the pharmaceutical run commercial that says, you know, be aware of all these side effects, and you then have the attorneys who are now suing and have class action lawsuits. You know, if you took Yaz and were on Yaz birth control and your child is born with this defect, you know, call the office of whatever. And so we have this. It's a real moneymaker for the drug companies as well as the attorneys out there who are now cleaning up the mess. And unfortunately, the winners are the attorneys and the drug companies. So.
Right. Now, unfortunately, my phone just rang. I forgot to turn the ringer off. You know, the sad thing is, and this is one thing, I am going to push this particular program because we're talking about back-to-school vaccines. I'm going to push it on my local media, on their Facebook page. And the one thing that I think a lot of people that are just run-of-the-mill have already vaccinated their kids, and they're like, you know, hey, Johnny's fine. I vaccinated him fully. Of course, Johnny's on Ritalin, and he's got an inhaler that he's got to take to school. But Johnny's fine because that's the new norm right now. But they don't know that, yeah, you might have those lawyers out there on the TV saying if you took Yaz or if you took Vioxx, but there's no lawyer out there that can say if you got Tdap and your child was injured, or you got the MMR vaccine and your child was injured, call us, because we don't have any recourse whatsoever when it comes to vaccines.
You're absolutely right. The pharmaceutical industry is completely shielded from all liability. And yet, you know, it really bothers me. If something was so good and so good for our children, why are our children more sick? And why are they suffering with so many health problems? We do 3 times more vaccines than any other country in the world. And yet our children have more chronic illnesses that are all immune-related. Diabetes, asthma, eczema, you know, learning problems, learning disabilities, hyperactivity. Of course, the autism, the Asperger's, and everything in between. Depression. Our children suffer with depression. When did you ever know a child to be suffering with depression when they're 5, 6, and 7 years of age? And yet this has become the normal in this country. It is considered normal that little boys and little girls don't talk at the age of 2.
Yeah, it's really, and I've made this point a number of times on my program in the recent weeks, is the whole idea of pediatrics as a specialty is relatively new in what you would call mainstream medicine, maybe 30, 40, 50 years, now more like 50 to 60 years of pediatrics as an actual specialty. And look at what has happened since then. We've got children with diabetes. Just 20 years ago, when I was a young man, 20 or 30 years ago, diabetes was an old person's disease. Arthritis was a disease that you got when you were a grandma and a grandpa. You know, it's just ridiculous. We have early onset Alzheimer's right now, where 30 and 40 year olds are getting it, but yet nobody's putting 2 and 2 together.
It's funny that you mentioned this new era of medicine called pediatrics. The first pediatricians came to this country, and I think they were located out in Texas, and there were only a few of them back in the 1930s and 40s. Then all of a sudden, they started to develop this new area of medicine. I love Robert Mendelsohn, who was a renowned pediatrician, because he says the purpose, and I'm quoting him here, the purpose of the pediatrician is to indoctrinate your child into a lifelong dependency on drugs. The well baby visits are worthless. And I went back statistically, and I found out that back in 1960, 97% of all children in our country were healthy. We were at the top compared to all the other countries in the world. We had healthier children than any other country. And it's because we had good sanitation. We had better, you know, fruits and vegetables and better nutrition. And we had clean water. And we were doing really well. By 1994, 34 years later, 12% of our children had chronic illnesses. By 2006, 26% had chronic illnesses. And now, 1 in 88, which I think is even, it's worse than that, have autism. 1 out of every 2 children have some form of chronic illness. So the question I always ask the pro-vacciners or the doctors who, you know, believe that vaccines are so good, if they work, why are our children so sick? Our children should be the healthiest kids on the face of the earth.
Exactly.
Because they get 3 times more vaccines than any other country, and yet they're not.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is something, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Mary, but I'd really like your opinion on this. I've been talking about polio recently, and everybody uses polio as one of those, well, what about polio, when I, you know, they're attacking me because I am so virulently, you know, vehemently anti-vaccine. But the fact of the matter is, the whole idea of polio is a big lie. There's no gut bug that causes polio. It's toxicity. And they simply change the name. We now have chronic fatigue syndrome. We now have fibromyalgia, which amazingly, you have poliomyelitis, you have fibromyalgia, all interconnected. You have Guillain-Barré syndrome. Polio has not been eradicated. They changed the friggin' name.
They certainly have. And what's really interesting is I just finished a whole group of articles about the first polio vaccinations, which will be up on my website soon. And I'm trying to pull them out of my Dropbox here. I've got them in a secure place just in case something happens to my computer. But it is true that many of the vaccinations that they claim have eradicated illnesses such as polio, that's all very false information. Within the first 3 months of the first vaccination for polio being introduced, there were 70,000 children who had serious polio infection. Some of them died. Some of them ended up being paralyzed for the rest of their life from the vaccination. And that would have been Salk's vaccine. And then, of course, our government was all embarrassed. They shut down the vaccine program for several months, and then Sabin's vaccine hit the market. And when Sabin's vaccine hit the market, again, we had this huge increase of polio from the vaccine. Maine, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont, within 1 year of those 5 New England states implementing the polio vaccination, polio doubled in every one of those states. And our government was so embarrassed they couldn't let the public find out, because this is when they were saying, we have got a cure, you know, we're going to save everybody's lives. So what they did is they ordered that every case of polio that came into the local doctor's offices or the hospitals be reclassified as non-viral meningitis or aseptic meningitis. And by the way, I have a paper from Canada, from the, it would have been the Queen of England giving a notice to Canada telling them to do the same thing. I actually have excerpts from a meeting that said back in 1956, from now on, any cases of polio that come into this country or that show up in this country, we must call them non-viral meningitis. So this was a strategic plan to hide the fact that the polio vaccine was causing the polio in this country.
And I have actually also seen the letter that went to the Los Angeles County Health Department that said the same thing. You will not diagnose meningitis or any type of debilitating or paralytic disease as polio from this moment on. And that's
exactly
why they can say it's been eradicated. I can literally not name one disease that has been eradicated by the vaccine. Yet this is common knowledge among the people that are the victims of this media propaganda that is just so ridiculous in today's society.
Absolutely. It's really quite a shock that even with the internet and all of the information we have out there, people are so heavily programmed and they have so much faith in the system that they still are, even though that their children are sick, their children are having severe reactions, they still believe their doctor, they still believe the Center for Disease Control and the FDA. But yet at the same time, I have observed a huge erosion of trust and confidence in our government agencies and in pediatricians in general. I think people are really starting to wake up. The blinders are falling off of their eyes, and they're beginning to question the whole vaccine policy. And so even though I know we have a long way to go, I believe that people are finally beginning to wake up and realize that we have some serious problems.
Now, when we talked early this morning or earlier today, prior to the interview, we were kind of discussing that whole, you know, attitude that people are getting. I think most of that attitude is coming from the fact that, hello, I'm not seeing healthy children, so y'all are screwing up something fierce. But you were the one that mentioned, yeah, the attitude is changing, but I'm a little bit worried about when the hammer's going to drop, and I'm not sure. I don't think that's exactly the way you worded it, but that's how I would have worded it. When the hammer's going to drop and they're just going to say, you're not going to have a right anymore, you're getting vaccinated. That's a serious concern of mine. Is it one of yours?
Absolutely. I have been so concerned about the forcing of vaccinations for at least the last 15 years, because I've seen the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC literally come out and do everything they can to suppress the anti-vaccine educational movement, which they are not going to do. I mean, it's like the old saying, the cat's out of the bag. Once the cat's out of the bag, the cat's not going back in the bag.
Right.
We have got a whole generation of moms and dads who have watched their healthy, developing children regress into sickness and illness. I hear every day all over Facebook, my emails, of parents saying, my first child was vaccinated. She is so sick all the time. She never gets over colds easy. My second child is not vaccinated, you know, because I saw your DVD or I heard the information. I began to research, and my second child is so healthy. It's like night and day difference. Those parents are not going to start vaccinating. But I do fear that our government is going to do a couple of things. First of all, we are bioengineering vaccines in pharmaceutical warehouses. And all they have to do is unleash a very bad vaccine, and people are going to start getting sick.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, it's coming from the vaccine, they're going to say, oh, this is a new strain of flu or whatever. And when enough people get sick, the powers that be will come in and basically force vaccinate. Like, for example, the state of Missouri, during the H1N1 flu vaccination, so-called pandemic, they actually passed a bill that said if the pandemic got really bad in state of Missouri, that they had the authority and the right to come to your home, take mother and father, put them in jail, charge them $1,000 a day that they're in jail, and take their children and isolate them and vaccinate them without parents' consent.
Yeah, and I live in Missouri.
So, you need to really be fighting this bill. You need to really get on board, have that bill repealed, whatever you have to do, because I believe they're going to force some sort of crisis so that they can get rid of all the vaccines they've got stockpiled. They had millions of vials of vaccines just in the flu vaccine industry alone, stockpiled, getting ready for this supposed pandemic that's going to hit the country or the world. Secondly, there are states that have already passed bills that allow the nurses in the public schools to pull children out of school from the age of 12 on who have not gotten the Gardasil vaccine, the hepatitis B vaccine, and they can pull them out of class without parental consent, take them and tell them all the reasons why they need to get the vaccination and give them the vaccine right there in the school without mom and dad knowing. And to me, this usurps the parental rights completely. Since when does a 12 or 14-year-old or even a 16-year-old child have the maturity to make medical decisions that could be life-altering for the rest of their life? And
right.
Yet this is what's going on in our country.
Yeah, and it is very serious. And when you were talking about that film that you're going to be a part of, The Great Culling, I firmly believe in the existence of the New World Order. I firmly believe that that's what's happening right now. And the evidence is there. The people that are really involved on the upper echelons of the government don't vaccinate their children. It is the Great Culling. It is the dumbing down of society. Because ultimately what you have here, and you can consider me a conspiracy theorist all you want, a sick and despondent citizenry is not going to revolt, is not going to demand their rights. And I honestly believe that that's the ultimate goal. This is not just about pharma dollars, although that's an added bonus.
I agree. In fact, if people don't really realize how bad this is, Bill Gates recently dedicated, the Gates Foundation, of course, is dedicated to getting vaccines to third world countries. Bill Gates has given it more than $6 billion in this effort. And if you can go on to YouTube, anyone can do this, go to YouTube and just put in a search for Bill Gates, population and vaccinations. And you will hear Bill Gates saying in front of an audience in an auditorium that we must reduce the population. We must reduce the carbon footprint. And the best way to do it is through better vaccinations, better family planning, and better family services. He is referring to vaccines that cause infertility, vaccines that can kill, and, of course, abortion, and, of course, a pill and other measures to stop women from getting pregnant. There is a huge push to reduce the population on the earth, and Bill Gates is right behind it. And just recently, I have a whole article from the country of India, where he has gone in with his polio vaccine program. And there are thousands and thousands of children now who have been sick and have died from his polio vaccine program in India. And doctors in India are speaking out about it. So this is not a conspiracy theory. Believe me, I have worked for 20 years to get a good reputation as somebody who is honest and truthful and bases all my information on reputable sources. I have a very, very good reputation. So I don't say these things lightly. I don't talk about them unless I can back them up with research and documentation.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the place to get that research is without a doubt childhoodshots.com. Unfortunately, Mary, I could talk with you for hours, but we are out of time for this particular episode of Linderman Unleashed. I'd love to have you back on. Are there any last words you'd like to say?
Yes, I want to first of all thank you so much, Kurt, for allowing me to come back onto your program. I want everyone out there to know that they can go to my website and they can go to the checkout page for my DVD or CD, and they can put in coupon code Kurt, C-U-R-T, in honor of you, and they can order DVDs, and I want them to do this and share it with families, friends, people at church, people in the workplace. Take one to your principal at the school. Mail one out to your local TV station. Get it to your niece or nephew for their baby shower gift. Whatever we can do, because we are running out of time. My fear is that this generation of children are not going to be healthy enough to live a healthy, long life. So I want to just encourage everybody, get fully informed, make informed vaccine decisions, and share what you have learned today with others around you.
All right. You can get a 30% discount on her DVDs, on Mary Toko's DVDs, by adding Kurt as a coupon code. Mary, thank you so much for being on the program.
My pleasure, and I'll be happy to come back again.
All right. Stay on the line. We'll talk as soon as I sign off. All right, folks, you've been listening to Linderman Unleashed with Mary Toko. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr. Do not forget, here on this program, the gloves are always off. Y'all have a great one.